Hello, mamas, and thank you for listening to Always With Me, episode 17. I'm your host, Diana Collins, and today's guest is Christina Amon. Christina Amon is a leading expert on motherhood. As the founder of Super Mommy and Me, an empowerment network and consulting company, Christina shares both her experiences and expertise across many platforms, stages, and homes. Ask her four kids or many of her friends and family, and they will tell you about her patience, passion, and ability to balance motherhood's demands with her life's purpose. Many moms listen to her words, strategies, and tips, but many more look at her life because she believes in the power of authenticity. Her mission is to empower and inspire moms to embrace authenticity so they can live purposefully and passionately. Christina and her husband Chip live in Chester, Virginia, and are parents to Kareem, Kirsten, Kendall, and Cassidy. You guys, I am so excited for you to hear Christina's words because they are so powerful and so uplifting. I just wanted to let you guys know that if you could leave a rating and a review for the show, of course, that makes us more visible to moms out there who need us. So I really appreciate it. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. Just look up Always With Me. Or if you need the direct link, you can go to alwayswithme.org. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for the support. And here we go with Christina. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Today we have Christina Amon. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Amon.
Woohoo. I love that. Amen. I love it. So, Christina, thank you so much for being on the show. It's so great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So if you can just please share your story and just tell us a little about yourself and your motherhood story.
Absolutely. Well, again, I just want to say I'm excited to be here and thanks so much for having me.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to share with you during the time we're going to be together. But yeah, I'm a mom of four. Mm-hmm. I have one son who is 10. And then I have three girls, 8, 6, and soon to be 4. And life is really busy. You know, we're a homeschool family. And I will say that my motherhood journey was full of unexpected twists and turns, like most of us. But I began my motherhood journey knowing just with all my heart that I wanted to be a very present, hands-on, almost traditional Stepford wife type of mom. Mm-hmm. And that was just, in my mind, the epitome of what a good mom was, you know? And so right at the very beginning, I knew I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And I did that. And I was fortunate enough, thank God, that my husband was able to kind of carry the load financially for our family. And I was able to be a stay-at-home mom. And it was only 6 or 7 months into being a stay-at-home mom that I realized I love my children, but there's so much more that I want to do, and there's so much more that I have to do, and there's so much more to me, and that cannot die simply because I'm a mom now. And so I began that very challenging journey of trying to juggle the woman and the mom at the same time. Yeah. And that is what really led me into entrepreneurship. So motherhood has been a challenging journey, but it's also been a healing journey for me as well, because I wasn't raised by my mom. I was raised a single family, a single parent home. My dad raised my sisters and I lacked that motherhood relationship.
Yeah.
And so becoming a mom was healing, and it was, you know, so therapeutic for me to be able to be to my children what I knew in my heart as a child I needed.
That's beautiful. Well, I adore that you are, I love that whole Stepford wife thing, because I'm like, I was right there too. But then it's like Stepford wife with a twist, you know?
Right. Right.
So, ladies, whoever is listening, believe it, you know, you can do it. You can be the mom, but you can also be a career woman. You can also be an entrepreneur and be there for your kids, be at that soccer game, you know? It's, and it makes me sad. Like I was talking to this with another mom, how have you noticed that older moms today, their kids are going off to college and they say, now I can focus on me.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, why wait that 18, 20 years? Why can't you do it now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, we don't have to. I hate it when they say, I sacrificed for you. Mm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that will throw me off on a complete tangent, you know?
Yeah.
I really jump on that soapbox, but it's true. And I meet moms all the time, either through coaching or speaking, or just in life in general. And it's like, well, right now I'm just consuming my whole self into making sure my kids are happy. And when they're older, you know, because they're only young for a little while. And mm-hmm. then when they're older, then I'll focus on myself. And I'm like, I appreciate you wanting to be a martyr. You know, I appreciate that. And I know that your heart is in the right place, but I'm telling you, the best gift you can give your kids is to live a fulfilled and purposeful life in front of them, because mm-hmm. that is the best teacher for them to be confident, for them to go after their dreams. Because there are a lot of us moms, we're at home and we are trying to convince everyone that we're happy as long as the house is clean and you got dinner and all of that. And then we're in the same breath telling our kids, go after your dreams and don't let anything stop you and never take no and you do what's in your heart. And then your kids are saying, well, mom, what was in your heart? Dishes and dinner?
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. And feel free to go on that tangent because that's the show I want.
Right.
But it's so true. I mean, after I was 18, I had that mindset, go to college, get married, you know, have children, be that Stepford wife mom. And it's like, why? I mean, personally, and I'm not judging anyone who's in college, please don't take that the wrong way. I am a college dropout, but you know what? I have that experience. I have my job experience and now I'm here today starting up my own business.
Absolutely. And it all plays a part in you living the purpose that was already inside of you.
Yes. Yes.
All plays a part in that. And so I think a lot of times when we are searching for purpose, we kind of get involved in a little bit of everything that we should do. You know, we look for the things that society or our family mm-hmm. or maybe the things that are working successfully for others around us. And we mm-hmm. jump into all of these things and we look for those things to bring us to the place where we are fulfilled in our lives. And that purpose is already inside of you. And so really finding that purpose and identifying just why exactly you're here on this earth will help you to then choose the path that works for you. If I know that I'm here to empower moms as a speaker and as a coach and as a mentor, then I don't necessarily need to get a master's degree in psychology or in mm-hmm. business administration. I don't need it. If I desire to have it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I need it. Now, if you know that your purpose is to be a surgeon, then by all means, go to college, please. Please, we need you to go to college.
I can't perform surgery. I have no idea how.
Right. You know, so I think that's why it's so very important to find the purpose and then you'll be able to choose the best path to take.
Yes, that's beautiful. It's so perfect. And I hope that our young moms today are listening and be like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to go to college, but maybe I need to find that fire in me. I mean, it breaks my heart because I was pregnant with my second one and everyone's like, well, you can go back to college after where she's grown. I'm like, no, I want to find that passion now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as you speak, I think our listeners can tell that you are a life coach and a speaker because you're a great speaker, by the way.
Thank you.
So, and that's so, you're such an inspiration, and I can already tell it in your voice, but if you can tell us how you managed to land in that position and pretty much what you do for a living.
Sure. Yeah. I am so incredibly passionate about empowering others to find their voice and to find their significance. Mm-hmm. And it's so personal for me because for so long, you know, from early on in childhood, all the way through the difficult teenage years, that was my personal struggle, being able to know my authentic self, you know, flaws, imperfections, mistakes, all of those things. In addition to my talents and my strengths and my abilities, all made me significant and valuable and incredibly worthy. Yeah. And I didn't know that. And so it led me down a path of living a very inauthentic, fake life that, you know, wore so many masks so that I would be accepted or so that I would be significant or so that I could belong, you know? Mm-hmm. And it reached a point where when I became a mother and I wanted to be that step for mom because mm-hmm. it fit in with that picture perfect appearance, mm-hmm. you know, everything is perfect, nothing is wrong, you know, and it fit right into that. And unfortunately, I guess unfortunately and fortunately, motherhood will expose all of those things in you that you need to deal with. When you haven't slept, you know, in several days, all of those things that are brewing on the inside of you, it's going to come out, you know? And it led to a point of just complete burnout and breakdown.
Yeah.
And I had to come face to face with my true authentic self, the good, the bad, the ugly, the mm-hmm. imperfect, the flawed. And I had to make a decision in that moment. Are you going to put the mask back on? Or are you going to deal with who you are, find your significance, and really begin to live your purpose? And I began to do that. And that is where I was able to really walk into my true life. You know, my life isn't perfect, but I know my life is perfect for me and for the purpose that God has put inside of me.
Yeah.
And that just brought such freedom. And when you start to live free, people start to take notice. And there's a confidence that comes inside of you or exudes from you when you are confident. And I started my first business with an in-home daycare center, a learning center. And I was so passionate about teaching the kids. But I realized that during that time where I was teaching the kids, the parents would come in and, "Miss Christina, can I please sit down with you, you know, for a few minutes?" And I'm like, "Okay, sure." And I started spending so much time in my office helping moms and families that were going through some kind of crazy transition, whether it was a divorce or no support. We just moved to the area. We don't have any friends. We're getting ready to lose our home. But it was just all of these different issues. And they were constantly coming to me and for support, for guidance, for advice. And it was God showing me that you have significance and everything that you've been through is actually helping other people get through their tough times.
Yes. Yes. You are absolutely true. And yeah. just being on this show, doing what you do helps that mom who is in her darkness.
Yeah.
I like to call it, we are light shiners.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, and it's so beautiful how you said that, how God talked to you, that this is where you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always in that moment where you're finally able to listen.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love, and it's interesting how everyone's like, "Well, you know, I'm talking to him, but he's not talking back." And I feel like, do you feel that sometimes he talks to you in experiences or in just general things, like when someone yeah. comes along or something?
Absolutely. It's not always like the clouds open and yeah. a strong thunderous voice, you know, spoke yeah. through the clouds. Like that's never happened to me, you know, but it's like things that have been pressed down on my heart, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, ordinarily you would not tell yourself to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know?
And then I always, you know, say my dad was a pastor and he would tell me all the time growing up. And I would say, "Well, how do you know it's God?" And he said, "Well, does it line up with his word?" And he said, because God will never tell you anything. God will never tell you anything that doesn't line up with his word.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's what I've always held true to. Mm-hmm. If it lines up with his word, then I can't go wrong.
Yeah. You can't. His plan is better than what we think our plan is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. I mean, it's so many times where I've opened doors and I'm like, okay, nope, gonna have to shut that one off. Where's the next one? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And to any moms out there who are listening and they're, you know, they feel like the door is slammed in their face and they have nowhere else to go, get up and try again. Because, you know, it just wasn't your path. And God's like, okay, well, you can take this lesson and then take it to your next lesson. And maybe that will be your direction.
Absolutely. And you know what? The whole entrepreneurship journey is a lot like that. You know, you're never going to get it right in the first try, like the first swing, you know, out to bat. You're never going to get it right the very first try. And you may have, you know, some success and things might be going well, but I'm telling you, the first draft is always the worst. You know, any writer, you know, any blogger, you know, anyone who's ever written anything, the first draft is always the worst. And so when you're jumping out of entrepreneurship, especially you're juggling motherhood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're trying to figure out how to balance everybody's schedule and everyone's needs and still grow a business, you know, that's successful. Your first jump out there is going to be your worst, I promise you. But you're going to learn so much. You're going to learn so much about you. And as you grow, it's going to get better and better and better. You know, we think about our, you know, devices that we use. You know, the very first iPhone compared to an iPhone 7.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. But it's like, but you can't be afraid to jump out there with what you have today.
Yeah.
Regardless of, you know, how bad it is or, you know, it's not as good as you want it. That's fine. Jump out there today and continue to grow and it'll get better as you go along. And that's just the whole process. Motherhood is the same way. You know, I can tell you, my first child, my son, he didn't get it as good as number four. You know, because I'm older, I'm more experienced, you know, and so there are some things that he just didn't get because I just didn't know, you know, and it took experience to teach me some things, you know. I was a lot more patient with potty training when it got to number four. You
know? I'm sure. Oh, man.
I wasn't patient with number one. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, just do it. It's not hard.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I love it. It just brings up the question, like, and just is just with entrepreneurship and motherhood, how we compare each other. You know, I compare myself sometimes, and I'm guilty of it, of someone, another mom who has her own business, but she's been running it for years. Well, I'm just starting. And I'm like, oh, she's so more successful than me. I don't have as much followers as her. Or being a mom, oh, she can bake and I can't. She can make a roast chicken and I can't, you know. And it's just by experience, you know. I mean, you inspire me. Shoot, I'm going to go make a roast chicken. Not tonight, but you know. I'm going to try it out.
Right.
And just take each mom or another entrepreneur and just take it as a lesson and be like, I want to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's so important to me. It's one of the cornerstones of the, you know, of my movement, the Super Mommy movement, and really just redefining that negative connotation of the Super Mommy. Like we think, oh, she's the girl that has it all together and dots all her I's and crosses all of her T's and holds it all together. And it becomes competition and it becomes comparison. You're constantly comparing yourself to the next mom. And we're all guilty of it, whether we want to admit it or not. We're all guilty of it. You know, I've given the side eye to the mom that jumps out in the carpool lane with her yoga pants on. And you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But what
I have learned is it's highlighting maybe an insecurity in me, or maybe it's highlighting something that I am not so strong in that I want to be better in. Mm-hmm. And so I can either get stuck and consumed in comparison, or I can use that moment as an opportunity to build community or to collaborate. And so just like the whole roast chicken thing, you know, when we're talking about roasting chicken, you can say, oh my gosh, whatever, you have four kids and you're roasting a chicken there. Or you can say, you know, hey, can I have the recipe? Yes. Show me how to roast that chicken. I want to roast chicken too. And that has been so freeing, because when we can dare to be authentic in motherhood, mm-hmm. we can end that whole mom guilt. We can end that whole suffering in silence.
Yes.
We can end it, because there is no stigma, you know, for a mom now being able to just reach out to another mom and say, today I've had my fill and I want to completely lose it. And I know that every time I see you, you tend to be calm and patient. Can you help me?
Yes. And I
assure you, she's going to say, I'm only patient because I just went off 15 minutes before yes. you came through the door.
Absolutely.
You know, but when we can really dare to be authentic, we empower each other instead mm-hmm. of comparing.
Yes, absolutely. And there's no saying that, oh, well, if we're authentic, we're never going to have a bad day. We're never going to have those right. tantrums. Oh, please. My daughter just had one this morning. Exactly. and I was surprised, because the old me, who was in my depression, would freak out and be like, that's it. I cancel everything. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to sit in my bed and cry. Instead, I just took a deep breath, got through the day, and kept telling myself, it's going to end. The tantrum's going to end. It's okay. Just focus on one thing. And my goal was to get them out the door.
Right.
I had to drop them off at their grandparents. And I did it. And I got there. And everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't ruin my day.
Yeah.
And that's what our moms need to focus on. Don't focus on that small thing, that small tantrum, and make it define your day or make it define you.
Absolutely.
So, oh, you're fantastic.
Thank you. I think you're pretty amazing yourself.
Oh, thanks. So you are a mom of four and you own your own business and you also homeschool. God bless you, because that's something that I want to do. I mean, because we're Catholics and I want to homeschool my kids once they get older. So please share to me, tell me how to do it and tell other moms how to do it.
Yeah, well, that's the hot question that I get everywhere I go. Your mom of four, you homeschool and you're entrepreneur. How in the world do you do it all? And I say, well, duh, I'm a super mommy. No.
Right. You see my cape?
I know, right? Like, do you see my brand?
Yeah.
Where do you think this name came from? But truthfully, I do it all with a lot of prayer. I mean, mm-hmm. and that may sound cliche, but seriously, mm-hmm. with a lot of prayer. But I start with prayer because prayer helps me to put things into perspective.
Yeah.
And when things are in perspective, I know what actually matters the most. Yeah. And when I know what matters most, I don't allow myself to get weighed down or distracted by the little things. Now, I'm not saying that I never do. Yeah, I have my moments where I get hung up in the details. But for the most part, I try to just go higher and really stay focused on what actually matters here. Yes. What matters that our children are in a healthy and in a stable and a safe environment where they can develop and know that they're loved and be confident and grow. And that they are children that have integrity and you know, godly character. That's what really matters, you know. What matters is that I live out the purpose and the plan God has laid out in front of me, and that I'm an example that it's possible. You know, so that's what really, really matters. So when I'm sitting down and I'm looking at my day, and my day includes business, babies and school and husband and all of that stuff, I truthfully don't get weighed down in the details. So if I skip a couple days on laundry, I skip a couple days of laundry. It's
exactly.
whatever.
Yeah.
If You know, if I have to say, guess what? We've got a budget for someone to come clean our house. Then we've got a budget for someone to clean our house. And I've learned that outsourcing, delegating, and having a strong support circle is really, really vital to me being able to focus on what matters the most.
Yes. Yes. That's totally how I've been feeling. For me, it was, I couldn't get anything done because I would work an hour away from home. Mm-hmm. And I looked at myself and I said, what needs to go? What needs to go so I can be that mom that I have always dreamt to be? It was a job. By the grace of God, I mean, the only reason why I did that was because my husband was changing careers, which can cover my income. If he didn't do it, I don't know. I really don't know. But maybe this was God's way of saying, because I need you to do this.
Right.
Well, you say is outsourcing your chores if you need to, if you have that budget, or just creating yourself a list, a small list. Hey, if you got the laundry done today, if you brushed your teeth today, you got something done on that list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that is one thing that holds us moms in general, holds us kind of hostage because we have these unrealistic expectations on ourselves. Mm-hmm. That, you know, in order to be a great mom and a great wife and a great entrepreneur, we've got to wear every single hat and we've got to wear all of the hats very, very well. Yeah. And that's not true. The truth is, I'm not good at everything. The truth is, I don't know everything. And the truth is, I can't do everything. Yeah. And when I can start with the truth, I have somewhere to go from that point on. And so it helps me to empower my children to really see our family as a team sport. Mm-hmm. And so when the kids are helping washing dishes or mm-hmm. helping with laundry, when my husband sometimes comes home and he's like, it doesn't matter. I'll have to just order food today.
Yes.
We'll eat out. And it's really just letting it go and just saying, you know what? This is our family. This is the goal that we're reaching for. And it looks different from someone else's family, someone else's goal. And that's okay. But we're just focused on the goal that is for our family. And we're going to do what matters the most. And we're going to push towards that goal in the way that works for us. Mm-hmm. And if that means for me, I cannot be at every PTA meeting or I cannot be at every sporting event and have fresh baked cookies as the soccer mom, then that's okay. That's something that I can give up because that's not important to me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
If it's important to you, go for it. But it's not.
Yeah. If it's important, put it in your checklist, put it in your calendar.
Right.
I mean, right. For example, today, like I told you earlier, I'm covered weekly interviews for like until May. And I told myself, I feel so overwhelmed. I have all these interviews day to day. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go on a calendar because I'm the boss and I'm going to block out a week in February. And that's when I'm going to do all my editing and such and cleaning and be a mom.
Right.
And that's what's great about you and I, and hopefully other moms out there, is that you can be flexible. You're not tied down to that 9-to-5. And I'm not saying having a 9-to-5 job is bad. If you could do it, do it. If that's your passion, if that's your purpose, do it. But for us, this was our purpose. And I love how we have that flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's great. And I love how we were talking about how you homeschool the kids and how you guys can go on vacation when you want to. It's perfect. And that's what I want too. So
yeah, I love being a homeschool mom. And there was a lot of anxiety before we made the decision because our kids were in public schools prior to making the decision to homeschool. And there was some anxiety. And I think the tipping point for us was seeing our oldest, seeing him suffer, you know, because he's a very creative learner and he's, you know, outside of the box, he's artistic and all of that stuff. And the traditional way of learning was really just stifling his creativity and just starting to break his spirit, you know?
Mm, yeah.
And so, you know, you have to be your child's biggest advocate. You have to be, if you are not your child's biggest voice, you know, then I don't know who will be, you know? And so we had to speak up and do what's best for them. And it has been so incredibly amazing. It's been challenging, truthfully.
Yeah.
It's challenging. It requires another level of organization and balance. It definitely does. But it has been so incredibly rewarding in my own relationship with our kids. You know, they've just grown so much more closer to me. And I don't know how closer how much more closer they could get, because they're already incredibly attached to me. But it's been in a more in a different way. You know, they're so confident and they see me in a different light, because they're able to go with me on speaking engagements, and they're able to go with me at vending events, or if I'm doing a workshop, they go with me, you know, when it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. And it's, some of these events, I'm telling you, they're not too but you know, when it's appropriate, they're able to go, and they've been able to look at me with a newfound respect, because they see
yes.
the woman outside of their mom.
Yes.
And they that's see what we me. Want. Yes, that's what we want, because they're just like, wow, mom, you really helped her. And wow, mom, they were so excited and they were clapping, and that one lady was crying, you know, and they see, they have this newfound respect. Yes. You know, my mom actually helps people, you know, the same way our kids look at their dads, you know, they're mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, so my husband's a fireman. So mm-hmm. you know, he's so cool. And and it's always like, oh my gosh, my dad's a firefighter and all this stuff. And he rescues people. But now they look at me in the same light.
Yes.
You
yes.
know? And it was just a couple weeks ago, they were in their room trying to make up their own business plans. I'm gonna have a bakery, and I'm gonna go teach people how to bake and feel happy because of the treats they bake. And so it's teaching them something that school will never be able to
yes.
do.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? What you're doing, that's your result of that. And yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Oh. yeah. It's so great.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to be a homeschool mom. I'm so excited.
I know. It's amazing. It's so amazing. And we're incredibly blessed. We're incredibly yeah. blessed for this to even be our lives, because I know that so very easily things could be different.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Just like that. I thank God every day for what He has given us. Do we have our highs and lows? Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes you stronger. And I'm like a completely different person for the past 30 days. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I don't know if it's from the medication. I don't even think it's from the medication. It's from talking to you. It's from talking to all these moms. And I hope that our listener will feel the same way. And that's exactly what I want.
Absolutely.
Not that I'm against medication, but... Right. But if we can fix ourselves just by hearing that mom who said, hey, I know exactly what you're going through, but you can get through it. That's all we need.
That's all we need. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, I could talk to you forever.
I know. We'll have to schedule some mom chat time.
Yes. I love it. Let's do it. But it was great having you on the show, and I'm so excited for our listeners to hear your encouragement and hopefully hear one of your speeches out there someday. Absolutely. Hopefully I can be there one day.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to put it out there.
Yes. Let me know. I'll fly to you if I have to, if money allows.
Right. Right.
So, we'll see. That's the goal, right?
That's the goal.
Oh, but if you can tell our listeners where to find you and how to get a hold of you, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, you can find me all across social media at Supermommy, in the letter N, me, Supermommy inside of me, Supermommy in me. Mm-hmm. And then you can find me on the website as well, supermommyinme.com. I do have a private Facebook group, and it's all about moms who are daring to be authentic and to live extraordinary. And it's the Authentic and Extraordinary Supermommy. You can find that, search that right on Facebook, and would love to have you a part of the group. And connecting with me personally, Christina Amon on Facebook. I'm constantly sharing empowerment, strategies, tools, tips, just to help moms really begin to live authentic in every way.
Yes. Yes. You are changing the world. Changing the world on how we view our mamas.
Absolutely. That's why I'm here.
Yes. I feel like just a quick thing, but I feel like 50s moms versus 2017 moms, we want kind of the both. We want to be a modern mom, but we also want to be the 50s mom.
Yep.
Let's bring it together.
And that's right. We want it all, and we're going to have it all.
Yes. I love it.
Did you guys enjoy Christina's words? Because I know I did. I just love how authentic she is. And that's really where I want to be in life, is to just be your authentic self. I feel that in our society today, we have this picture perfect scenario that was planted into us as we went to school or just as we've gone through life. And it was to go to college, get a degree, get a good job, find a husband, a spouse, get married, have kids, and then become a separate housewife. And I feel like it's just not true to us. Like, I feel we forget to be our authentic self, because each and every one of you, including myself, including Christina, we all have a passion. We all have a calling. God has a plan for us, so we need to live it. We need to live it, do it, act on it, and show grace upon it, I guess you could say. And that's what I love, Christina is doing with her work, is to let moms realize what their passion in life is and embrace it. So I hope that this conversation with you guys today has uplifted you, and maybe you're sitting there at work or sitting in your car, and you're like, yes, I can be the mom that I want to be. Because that's our message that we need to get through each and every one of us, is to be the mom that you want to be the person that you want to be, not what someone else has told you to be. But anyways, guys, if you are interested in looking up Christina, or maybe even listening to one of her speeches, go to alwayswithme.org. I will leave her links in our show notes. And I hope you guys learned something today. And you guys, as always, have a fantastic day. And whether you're listening to this today, tomorrow, a year from now, or even a month from now, know that I'm always with you. And God bless. And kisses to you and your baby. Bye-bye.